And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
All right. The podcast this week sponsored by our friends at Match.com. Finding your someone has just gotten a lot easier. All you got to do is download their mobile app to get your matches sent directly to your phone. And also, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free by going to Match.com/Bubba. Again, that's 7 days for free. Go to Match.com/Bubba. Check it out today. Thank you, Match.com. Patrick, what you got?
Fried
Patrick
chicken.
Just walked in here with a big old thing of what?
Oh, fried chicken is so good.
So good. Fried chicken's the best.
Oh, you're eating it too?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
I thought you guys were on the wagon to get better and healthy and all that.
I brought you a chicken breast thinking that you might eat it, but if you don't eat it.
It's breaded, man. I can't have that. I'm the paleo dude, remember?
I took the breading off. I'm just eating it just regular.
How do you eat fried chicken without the skin? The skin's the best part.
Well, yeah, but if you want to, you know, eat it and be paleo, you can pull it off.
That's what I'm doing right now. You want one?
Yeah. Well, wait. If I don't, what's going to happen to the one for me?
I'm going to eat it.
Gonna eat it.
I need to do this to save Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see?
That's right.
I need to step up for my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, I will step up for you, and I will eat this chicken
just
for
you. Just take the skin off.
Okay.
Joe Mom's ever make... mine was really big. Fried chicken was a thing. It was our Sunday after church meal.
So good.
We would stop and get it. My mom would never make fried chicken, but we would stop and pick it up.
Oh, KFC like, kind of thing?
No, it was Popeyes.
Oh, yeah. Louisiana. Same for us, yeah.
And we always had to get... it was weird because this is how it went. We would go straight from church to... the bakery right there by the church and get a fresh French bread and then immediately go from there to Popeyes to pick up the big box of biscuits, and then we would go home to eat the roast that Mom put on before we went to church. And that was the traditional every single Sunday meal that we ever had.
Well, I'm not a big French bread kind of guy.
Dude.
It's way too bready. Oh.
Love French bread.
Too doughy.
I can't get the stuff off. Patrick, you may be eating this piece, man.
I'll eat it. I have no
it's
problem
like,
with it.
It's like I'm trying to get to it, but it's like I have to peel so much of the stuff off. I'm leaving so much chicken behind. And I mean, look, isn't this all
about... No chicken left behind.
I was thinking that. No chicken left behind. Oh, my God. Oh, this is good.
Oh, it was so good.
It is good. A little dry. Not bad.
We would go to church at 10:30 and get out at like 11:40-ish,
mm-hmm.
And then you had just enough time to go pick up fried chicken and get home before the Saints kickoff.
Mm-hmm. What time did your church start?
Because it was at noon, at 10:30.
And it's over by 11:40?
Oh, Catholics, man, 1 hour. We got that stuff worked down to a schedule.
My preacher, man, he would be doing this because there were Southern Baptists, as Southern Baptists as he could get, man. It would be this. He'd be preaching, and all of a sudden he'd go, I see some of you looking at your watches. I know what time kickoff is, and I'm not worried. I'm not worried. The kickoff will happen whether we're here or you're there or you're watching the game. I will stop when I'm done.
Try that at a Catholic church
on
game day. So people will start getting up and leaving, and next week they go to a different church where the preacher knows what time kickoff is and finishes. I'm not saying we don't love Jesus, but Jesus knows when the game is. You can get this done.
Right.
We were
about
doing
an hour and a half.
We were doing, like Patrick, I grew up a Saints fan, and we were doing our marriage retreat. We had to do that, like, according to the church, like, mm-hmm. before we do it.
So stupid.
Yeah, totally dumb. But we're doing it, and it was Sunday, and I'm walking by, and I get an update on the score. And I was like, yeah, go Saints. And this nun walks by and goes, praise Jesus. And I didn't know if she meant like for the Vatican like thing. Like when I said go Saints, if she thought I was like, you know.
No, you were in South Louisiana. She literally meant go. She
oh, that's cool then. I was always have wondered, I can't eat this, man. Here, look.
Oh, it's so good.
I only peeled off one little piece. I'm trying. I can't do it. I'm just not good at it.
I just need the breading.
I can't get the breading off. The bad thing is the breading is on all the pieces.
Breading is the best part.
Oh, America, we pray for you today. That's one thing. With all the kookiness surrounding the protests and people, you know, upset, it's been a weird... today we watched Donald John, which I didn't know was his middle name.
I didn't either.
Donald John Trump. I always thought it was Donald J, as in J-A-Y, and it was also his initial. So if you go, Donald J. Trump, I would always thought, you know. Anyway, so we watched his inauguration. We got to see Toby Keith be super classy during the concert. It's it's a weird time. We've got, it really is two factions of Americans right now. It's strange because I don't like it. I don't like seeing America this
divided.
Goofy. Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that when we were kids, we would see on the news when they would do flashbacks from the civil rights riots and protests and all that kind of stuff. That's what this looks like. And yeah, I can't believe now I have to watch my kids see this on TV. And my America growing up was pretty united. You know, there was racial tension. There was a political tension, but it was never this polarized. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like no love. If you disagree, we can't just disagree. We have to hate each other. And that is stupid. We're in a weird place right now.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, we can come out of it. And, you know, who knows what the future holds. You know, you just say a prayer and keep going and we'll see.
I do want to shift gears here and apologize to those of you who usually watch the live feed on Facebook. We couldn't get it going. Our internet has been kind of wiggy this week. So if you've seen some of the other ones where it starts and stops and all that, we kind of had that issue today. So we just chose not to do it and just do the audio version of the podcast, which is really podcasting at its roots, baby.
Yeah, that's like actually podcasting. Not videoing it. Here's my thoughts on the today. We're watching the inauguration, and I could not help
but feel the patriotism.
No, sit there and go, oh my gosh, that's Donald Trump. we elected Donald Trump. That's him right there. He what?
Big red tie, and that tie was the most distracting thing. Like, every time he would stand up and walk in, like, a group of people, that's
Melania
all...
was the most distracting thing. Oh.
Yes.
We did get a good first lady. I wonder if that helps.
Like, in negotiations, whenever they're...
Yeah, like, when you do state visits and stuff like that, if attractiveness, because I don't think he's attractive, but if having her there helps him with... You know, foreign leaders. You
boost
know, he's in Europe and talking to whoever, and I don't know. I think it. I can't hurt.
I think
right?
It hurts him with like somebody like Angela Merkel.
Why?
Because she's not pretty like Melania.
Oh, I think it helps. I think it's in general. It's a good being attractive.
Hey, Carson, let's say you are Angela Merkel, the president or whatever. Is the president or prime minister of Germany?
Chancellor.
You're Angela Merkel, and Donald Trump walks in with Melania. Do you love her or hate her? Just based on looks alone.
I would think love her based on looks.
Okay.
But it's like just she's.
I'm just thinking. There's so.
He's
much.
Going on the. He's saying women don't like other women.
Women don't like other women because they're
they don't
too pretty.
And I'm not saying all. I'm saying the majority. There's a weird thing. You're judged instantly the moment you walk in a room before you say or utter the first word or breathe the first breath. People are shallow.
Oh yeah, I was reading something today that it's like it takes some millisecond to judge somebody up by their appearance.
Yeah. A millisecond.
Yeah.
That's for all of us. Mm-hmm. All of us, when we walk in a room, they go, whoa. They know already whether they like you or not sometimes. That's crazy.
You know what I like?
Chicken.
Fried chicken.
Patrick is eating,
he's eating fried chicken.
Did he offer you some?
Oh, Carson doesn't eat chicken.
I don't eat chicken, but thank you. He did come in and offer to buy me lunch. So that
you
was
want
great.
The skin? I took the skin off mine.
Gross.
You have the breading. The skin's the best part. You've never eaten fried chicken?
No, I've had it.
Oh.
Not in 17 years.
17 years.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You don't eat meat because of the it's an animal thing?
Yeah.
You think it's mean or cruel or whatever?
I don't like.
And because
that's
of that.
That's the whole purpose,
just
though.
The whole thought
those
of it.
Those chickens were raised just for that purpose.
Yeah, in a otherwise, small, little, even, very small container.
Yes, they wouldn't have in even a existed. Terrible life.
Yeah, in terrible conditions.
They don't know any different.
I mean, they're going to go ahead and suffer.
You don't know that. You've never been a chicken brain.
Okay, you're telling me that a chicken raised in captivity knows that, oh, man, I bet life would be so much better if we were like our prehistoric brethren and free range.
It doesn't matter if he knows. He knows, I can't move. I can't flap my little wings. I can't stand up because my breast has been so injected, I fall over.
Well, listen, Pamela Anderson. Do they do that?
They yes. fall over?
Yes. They can't see hold that. Themselves up.
I am YouTubing
I'm
that.
Not. Look, y'all eat it. I'm
Whoa,
not.
Are you
I'm
saying
never...
that the chickens, their breasts get so big they fall
can't
over?
Can't stand. Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. a real thing. See, we always make that joke about certain people.
It's like a Dolly like Parton chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that with my belly.
It's true.
But you know, Dolly Parton, you know, I didn't realize those are fake.
What?
Until a few years ago.
No, they've been fake for a long time.
And why did she do that? Do we know the story of that? How'd you get out the
I don't think they were always fake. When
well,
she was
not.
Like 19 years old and became a star, she didn't have that wasn't common, A, and B, it was really expensive and she didn't have any money. Some of that was natural. Has she done things to keep it up and make it more of, you know what I mean? Over the years, has she enhanced it? Yes, but I'm telling you, 19-year-old Dolly Parton on the Porter Wagoner show, that was real.
Yeah, like, because that's the thing is you got to understand the generation. You're right, mm-hmm. because she was, you know, at that time it wasn't a thing, but I have a friend who has been surgically enhanced, and she's, her body's very, very thin. And I remember we were out with a couple of our girlfriends, and she made a comment about having the surgery, and another of our girlfriends goes, I didn't know yours were fake, and I spit out what I was eating, and I go, what? How did you not know that? And then I realized how awful I just was.
Yeah, but you know, my favorite thing about that is, you want to see? That's always great, too.
Do you know, and I don't know if they do that to guys, but I've seen so many women's afters from surgery. Because it is, because it suddenly like doesn't belong to them anymore, and they're like, look what my doctor did. I'm like, that's nice.
That's
we're
nice.
At work.
That's never happened to me.
Somebody could just walk into my cubicle at any time, and you'd be standing
that's
here
cool.
topless.
It's Thanksgiving dinner. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm sorry, kids.
That would be weird if it was a dude, and it was, and you were like, you want to see what my doctor did? And I'm like, you know, but there's still part of you that's kind of like,
yeah,
you know what? I want
to
do
it. It goes back to, I want to see it all, man. Yeah. Whatever. What's that? What? That's crazy.
I
By
don't
the way,
want to see any of it.
I cannot. I'm trying all these different ways to find chickens too big to stand videos.
It's not
on
even
YouTube.
True. See?
I can't find it
see,
anywhere.
It's not even true, Carson. God. You and your cause.
That's some of that old fake news.
Fake news. It's fake news. It's terrible.
Factory farming. Dude, I'm doing all this stuff. I can't find anything.
I will say that fainting goats are great, and that is a thing.
Fainting goats are
That's
awesome.
Man,
I wish we could just have a fainting goat as a like a mascot in here. Seriously.
How do they faint? Do they just all of a sudden?
Well, they don't
they
faint.
They don't faint.
They get so anxious, like they have this anxiety take over. So any loud noise or anything that shocks them, they just kind of they freeze
their joints,
up.
Their joints lock.
They seize,
and then their momentum just makes them go.
And so they just fall. They can't. They can't
like
save
oh,
themselves.
No,
no it's great.
I might have watched a video today about 17 cats being frightened by cucumbers.
Oh yeah, what is with
That's
that?
The best.
I was gonna ask, what is?
Well, we have
why
a.
Are
my wife
cats
got a cat now, and we're gonna totally do that.
You gotta test it.
Oh
why
my god,
they
no,
like
don't
cucumbers?
You know?
Oh, you'll do that. You'll be mean to animals like that.
I was
about
to say, don't you know? PETA says that's cruel. I'm not kidding. Oh. I've seen it. Cats and cucumbers, cruel. You're scaring your cat to death. Really?
Oh, please. Oh.
I thought it was adorable.
Yeah, yeah. See, this. That's why I think eating chicken is adorable.
Okay. I'm gonna turn this.
It's delicious.
I'm gonna turn this up for you.
It is. He's up. Fainting goat, and he's got
a see how they just kind of
fall over. You run at them like, bleh! And then they fall over.
All right, let's see one more.
Scaring your goats.
Yeah.
Aww. How long does it take them to recover?
Look.
I think like 30 seconds or something.
What a terrible biological defense mechanism. You're being chased by a predator and your body seizes and just stops.
You just fall over.
What I love is they fall over and their little tail wags.
There's a herd of them that just collapse.
Their little tail wags. Oh, look, it's the best. It's like, it looks like my wife's Yorkie's tail. More laser, more laser.
Okay. That's the only reason I put that laser on Kathy's 380 is just so I could play the dogs. One day I'm going to shoot a dog by accident.
Because of the playing with the laser?
It's on there. I'd take it out and I'm like, okay, everything's out. There's no bullet.
You're
going to
waste the battery, though.
What is she going to use it for? Like fighting ISIS? You think I'm using it. Otherwise, it's not getting used.
Interesting. I was wondering about that, and I kind of mentioned it with you before. Are we going to call it ISIS, like officially in the media now, or are they going to keep calling it ISIL?
You tried to explain that. And I didn't even
okay,
get it.
The government has been calling it ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant or whatever.
Oh.
And the thing is, ISIS is actually the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. But we don't say Syria here in America because we're fighting with ISIS in Syria. And then we're fighting against ISIS everywhere else. And so, I know it's the...
Yeah, that's, I mean...
Yeah.
We're really splitting hairs with this one.
So is it going to change? And if so, if it's going to change, how long? I mean, are we going to continue to fight on the same side we've been fighting in Syria? Or are we going to start fighting against ISIS in Syria? This whole thing with the new president and a new regime and everything, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
I don't care.
And Patrick has chicken.
Terrorists.
I have chicken.
It's just terrorists.
Patrick has chicken.
Man, I tell you, I ate that fried chicken and the mashed potatoes
and
the macaroni
and
cheese.
Feel bad yet?
I kind of want to take a nap now.
Mm. Yeah.
Hashtag 100 pounds in 100 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder Patrick has been flat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got on the scale last night and I gained 4 pounds according to my latest weigh-in, which kind of worries me a little bit because I've been really strict, except for the little half a gram of chicken I just got out. I've been really strict.
We've been doing 100 pounds in 100 days all wrong.
How
because
so?
Because if we really wanted to win 100 pounds in 100 days, we'd be trying to gain 100 pounds in 100 days. I'll tell you right now, we could do that.
Yeah, easy.
Easy.
Dude, 100 pounds. I could have that nailed in 50.
See? If you're keeping track, we are... let's see. Where's the originals? Big D's down 3.6 pounds after 2 weeks. I am down 13, which is crazy. I don't know how that happened. Patrick is down 1.2, and Carson is down 3.2. So Carson and I are carrying the crew here. Big D coming in, and then Patrick is almost a no-show.
Trust me, I'll be fine.
Okay,
I'll be fine. It's
have you started doing the cardio and everything?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. See, I'm not doing any cardio. I'm just lifting, and I think that might be where some of the
that's what I did last time, man. I really like it was almost over with, and I really totally got into it. Lost like 90 pounds, 100 pounds, and but I lifted, and I lost weight, but
you
not until
weight.
Late. But I gained not yeah. until later, and it would have thrown off. It took me a while to lose that 90 pounds. But with this, it's almost like you almost have to kind of, I don't want to say game it because that sounds unhealthy, but you kind of do.
Yeah.
You kind of like really got to focus on, but I can't do that, man. I'm going to have to, I'll start lifting. Within 3 weeks, I'll be with you, Bubba.
Gaining it back?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Like I told Stacey, I told my wife, I said, look, if somebody came to you right now today, any one of us, and said, hey, I got an idea. Let's swap 20 pounds of muscle for 20 pounds of fat. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But you'll weigh the same. Yeah, but I'll be way better.
I'm telling you right now, at our body fat percentage, it's impossible to do an even shift. If you work out all the time, you will gain some muscle mass. But you will still lose weight. You will. Because if you're exercising and eating right, you're going to lose fat. More fat than you put in muscle. Your body doesn't just turn muscle into fat into muscle. It doesn't.
You're right. No, you're right.
So that's a big myth. Oh, muscle weighs. But yeah, right. But you're still, if you're doing it right.
I'm just saying, I'll take that even swap. If somebody wants to say, hey, Bubba, you swap 20 for 20, I'm in.
You want to make this interesting?
How?
Okay.
Are we going to measure ourselves?
No. So I'm way behind, right? I bet you I lose more weight than all of you before it's done.
Yeah, because that's your superpower.
Oh, you say that, but
all of us combined?
You say that, but I haven't done it.
So that doesn't even count. Yeah.
What do you mean, all of us combined?
You know what?
Are you saying that you?
You know what?
Wait. Are you
saying that? But you know what?
Are you?
How much have y'all lost, the three of you, right now?
Let's see. If we take away your 1.2, we've lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
You don't want to do this.
If we could start right now.
Dude, you're riding the buzz of chicken fat.
From right this second. From right now.
What's in your water?
Let's do our weights. Or take the ones from this week. I bet you I lose more weight between now and the finish than the three of you combined.
Okay, so basically it starts at zero for this bet.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would just take 20 off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So if I lose more weight
than us combined,
than the three of you before the end, what do I get?
Skinny.
Yeah.
What else? What other incentive do you need?
I mean, honestly, don't
do it for us or don't do it for you.
You get 60 bucks. You get 20 apiece.
I'm not giving him 20 bucks. I'm not giving anyone 20 bucks to get skinny. Somebody wants to do that, they can pay me.
Well, that's the point of.
You know what that is?
You feel like
it's not doubt. It is not doubt.
No, it's not doubt. It's the sound of they know they're wrong. They know I will do it.
No, the thing is, you know me. I will not gamble anything. If I think there is even a chance that I'm going to lose, I don't gamble. I just don't. Because what's the point of gambling if I already think there's a chance I'm going to lose? Then I've already kissed the money goodbye before it starts.
It gives you incentive to stay on because you don't want to have to pay him.
I am totally different because I don't play that. I'm like, I'd rather just not play. If I think I can lose, I don't want to play. That's why I don't gamble at casinos, because I'm like, I don't want to play. I've already lost.
All right, so what's the wager? We have a wager then.
He gets skinny. That's it. What do I win? You win thinness. Ta-da!
Well, you're taking all the fun out of it. It would be a lot more fun if we had a wager. and you're taking all the fun out of it.
You and Big D and Carson can have a separate wager. I will sit this one out, and I'll watch you get skinny, and I'll be very happy for my friend.
God, you're lame.
Wow. That is the
dumbest, lamest dude. Wow.
Man.
To be an entertainer, it like surprises me that he's so unentertaining.
Are you wearing your pink underwear today? I can't tell.
They're red.
Goodness gracious.
They are red.
If I don't do that, I'm just not going to play.
And they're my man panties.
I'm just going to take my ball. I'm going to go. I don't even want to do it.
Wow.
You know what? I'm not going to do it. That was me being here.
All right.
What
kind of wager would you like?
I don't know. I mean, I figured we could get something. It doesn't even have to be money.
I think cash is too cold.
It's too cold.
Cold. I'll take some cold cash.
I mean, if we want to be the incentive, it needs to be more than $20. It needs to be like, if I lose more weight than the three of you, somebody's paying me a grand, okay, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that we're not going to do that.
Hey, Patrick, guess what's not going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. So
would it be?
All right. What if something along the lines of if the three of you lose more weight than me,
The three of you combined.
Mm-hmm. I'll show up for work for a whole day wearing a dress. Something like that. Something stupid. Something dumb.
You've been waiting for that day all your life.
Oh, Jesus. No, I have not.
That's just dumb.
Just looking for the excuse.
You know. We've done the somebody has to shave their head bet. That's lame. We've done that.
We've done all of them. That's the thing. Just do it for you. Lame.
Yeah, you're right.
Lame but effective.
Yeah. No, it's lame. I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah, gosh. It was gonna be fun.
And then it's just now, let's all just do it for goodness gracious. I'm not doing any of this for you guys. Here's the only reason I'm even on board in this dumb 100 pounds in 100 days challenge is I don't want you guys to get skinny and leave me behind and I'll be the fat one in the pictures. That's my incentive. That should be your incentive. That should be his and hers. We should all be going, you know what? I don't want to be the fat one in the pictures. Therefore, I'm going to lose the weight, too.
We should pull a Mean Girls on Bubba. We should, trick Bubba into gaining weight, and you and I lose it, and then suddenly Bubba's the fattest one.
How is this happening? I'm doing everything right.
I keep eating these such bars.
Weight loss bars. Yeah. And you guys keep eating chicken. You keep eating fried chicken.
It'd be the best.
What would happen? I do appreciate your faith in us, though.
That would not be
the
best.
That we would get that skinny.
That's the idea. I really believe that, you know, all of us together, we're here. It's a support network. And you know, the wonderful thing about being a team, and we really are, we're a team, is that we help each other. We pick each other up. Whenever one of us falls, we pick each up, pick them up and carry them forward until they can regain their footing. That's what it's all about, America.
I'm not at all pumped up by your little speech. That had the opposite effect on me.
It's so hypocritical because that's not what he's about at all.
What?
You just 5 minutes ago you're like, well, it's about me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Be a part of this.
Bet. Yes. I'm not about the bet. The bet isn't my thing.
You say what you want to everyone to think you think at the right time.
No, I'm just telling you right now, the bet is completely not even in my world. I hate betting.
I'll bet you, Patrick. You and I, just be me and you.
You have
so,
your little bet.
What do you think we should do? What's the wager?
If I win, we make out.
Wow. Oh.
If I
that's
do,
a
that's
turn.
Not even funny for a second.
What are you doing?
I don't know, man. Now he's trying to sabotage us betting on
I'm
it.
Sabotaging your bet because now you're going, well, that's you can't top that.
Got any ideas, Carson?
No. Yeah. Again, money is meh.
Yeah, but I mean, there is something to be said for that. I mean,
the thing is, I'd say, like, he's right. It has to be a decent chunk of change. But the problem is, I don't want to lose it.
You guys,
I don't want to lose the money.
The wager could be over a bottle of scotch for Patrick and what for Big D?
Bullets. What does Big D want that I could buy?
I don't know.
New crock pot?
And see, a new crock
God,
pot.
God, now I sound lame. Stop.
Why? That's what? Not a bad thing.
Yes,
I
really
it
is.
Like scotch
you
and
said
a
new
cigars,
crock pot.
And D would like a new crock pot and
stop,
some candle supplies.
Stop telling everyone this.
You know you want a new crock pot.
Man,
don't act
I
like
could
you
use
don't.
A new big crock pot.
See?
Yeah. Now you're. It's gonna. Be, I could never outweight loss you. It would. It's
nobody
impossible.
Can.
Nobody can.
Patrick really. And the sad thing is you can gain or lose weight, in the blink of an eye. Yeah, I've never met another human being like you.
Once he gets in it, if his mind.
I'm telling
is locked
you guys.
In,
you've He's known in. Me for too long. The losing it part is not as easy as it used to be. It's not even close. I used to be able to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And then 3 months later, be like, hey, that was fun. I can't do that anymore, man.
There have been several times Patrick has weighed less than me.
Mm.
Several times.
I've lost more than 50 pounds in one stretch at least 10 times in my life. I mean, but I haven't done it in a while. It's hard. A lot harder. The addiction to fried chicken and cheeseburgers,
as we saw today,
is far greater than the desire to lose weight.
Yeah,
it's an addiction. You can say it's not. You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. I mean, I wake up in the morning or I go to bed at night thinking I'm not going to eat any. I'm gonna hit this. I'm starting tomorrow. Wake up and like I'm starting today.
Hey, what if we all drop?
It's like 11 o'clock, and I'm like,
let's drop and do 20. Drop and do 20, y'all.
Okay, I can't do one. You're the only one in here who might be able to do more than 5.
20 what?
Look at her. Drop and do 20. I do 20.
20 wings?
Drop and do 20 wings. I got this.
I could do 20 wings right now.
20 wings.
You're over here eating this chicken, and
I'm
like,
I can do 20 wings faster than Bubba can do 20 push-ups. How about that?
Well, you know, I have my dainty little way of eating chicken wings. I'm such a goofball with that. Back when I had my goatee back in the day, I learned from a Hooter girl how to eat chicken wings without making a mess on your beard and having food all caught up in it.
That's mildly erotic.
She showed me this little, and like, serious, if you saw it, you go, okay, it makes sense when a girl peels it. Like, you literally peel the chicken wing. It's great and it's awesome. You get all the meat off of it and you don't get any kind of mess on your face. It's the best thing ever.
No.
Carson's
looking at you like a woman now. No. She doesn't even eat chicken, and she is looking at you with judgment.
She's looking at me like that's not even.
No.
She's like, I don't eat chicken, but if you're gonna eat chicken, eat it like a man.
Like, just eat the chicken,
I don't know, man. No, it's better because you get all the meat off of it. You
they
don't
give
it.
You that little wipe for this reason.
That's right.
That's for your hands.
Whatever. You can use a little stinging in that beard. Come on now. Antiseptic on your lips.
By the way, I didn't mention this on the show today. But I totally got friend zoned again this week.
Aw, by whom?
It's this girl that we.
Is this the one that you guys were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that was like, she said she wanted to be your date?
Yeah.
She said she wanted to be your date.
Date.
Yeah.
Not your friend zone.
Are you kidding?
Not happening. Carson's the one who scoped it out. Carson was there at the same concert, and she wingmanned it for me.
Yeah.
She was like, no, she's not interested in you.
I think I have gotten to the root of Patrick's issue.
Really?
Because it's not that he's necessarily being friend zoned. It's
also that I'm being friend zoned.
No, like she didn't realize, even though he said, I'd like you to be my date.
No, I said, I want to take you on a date.
Right. But you keep asking her to work related events.
Yeah, but and that doesn't...
And because she's also in the business that we are, it's the, like, if I say to one of my girlfriends, like, oh, I've got to go to a show tonight, you want to be my date? And that's the impression
and hence
that
the problem.
This girl
These girls
got.
Look at me no differently than if I were Carson asking them to go.
Or
they don't think of me as a man.
If you said to her, I would like to take you to dinner, as opposed to, hey, do you want to come to this event where there's going to be a bunch of people I know through work? You know, I think that's
Do you
that's
think that's part of the
problem?
Do you think that's the root of it, is that he's taking her to all these work-related events instead of out on things that would normally
that's
be considered
the,
a date?
When she
like,
says the problem,
let's go
though,
to
that
the
may
movies.
Be the problem in this particular case. That's not the problem with some...
When's the last time you asked a girl to go to dinner and a movie?
Oh, well, I do that a lot, but it, you know.
Do you?
Carson would know she's around you.
When was the last time?
I love that move. Do you?
I mean, when was the last time I went on a date at all, Carson?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know.
That's what I'm asking, though.
I don't know.
That wasn't related to your job. Because I get it. You have to do some cool stuff, and you think one of us dames would be impressed by it, but it does create some confusion.
I took Lexi to dinner on our second date.
Okay.
That didn't, you know, that didn't work out. That wasn't
it didn't work out, but at least you went out.
Yeah.
Like, for a while.
A little while. Yeah. Since that, I haven't really dated anybody.
How long has that been?
6 months? 7 months?
Is that the one you were dating that Bob and I didn't know about?
That y'all didn't even know about?
Yeah, that wasn't cool. That was not cool at all.
Yeah, she wasn't cool either.
Well, yeah. Of course we are.
Carson is not a fan.
No, I was not a fan of hers. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, again, I think you really need to start it off with a dinner, movie, coffee, walk in the park, whatever you want to do, and then work into the, hey, I've got tickets to something cool. Because now you've established the courting
You're taking
process.
Away most of my move, though. That is most of my move is, hey, you want to go to the Dierks Bentley concert and the after party?
You should be your move.
Oh,
exactly.
What kind of Nicholas Sparks crap?
Nice. I don't want anyone to call
be
me
your
lame
own
anymore. That was great. That was good.
That was pretty lame.
Wow.
No, I like that.
No.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What? I really don't know what else to say after. You should be your move. That was the most. Oh.
Seriously, try it.
I think that should be an advice book.
Try.
I've got the website in my head.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's what we do, is have everybody get on Twitter and everything like that and submit their advice for Patrick and his dating life, or get on our Facebook page. Dude, why not? We'll start a thing. We'll
How
long,
while you're
week.
At it, anybody got like a single, like a cousin or a sister, you know, somebody? Just saying.
You're asking me, or you're
joke.
Asking just the general audience
it
of the podcast? Because if you're asking me, not just no, but hey, no, you are not going to end up accidentally related to me.
Dude.
There is no
way
just in
became
the world.
A secret dream of mine. End up accidentally related to Bubba just to freak him out.
Bubba.
By the
way,
I'm
pregnant.
If there is anyone who is kin to me listening to this, you go near Patrick and we are not related anymore. You have been disowned.
Wait, why do you say that like we're not already like brothers? You don't, why,
we
you
are
don't
like
want me
brothers,
to be related.
But it's when it becomes official, it gets weird.
Yeah, well.
Would it be weird if Gunnar dated?
I was about to say, we'll have this conversation at Gunnar and Ava's wedding.
Did.
I'll
no,
make sure
no.
to remind
Stop
you
it.
That you said this.
Stop it. No, we had this discussion whenever our kids, Big D's kids and my kids, were babies. It was like,
oh,
okay,
yeah,
just remember.
Your oldest
they can't
daughter
ever...
and his oldest son? Oh, and your Bobo. Middle daughter and his second
yeah.
son?
Yeah. They're right on. It's like we planned it.
Gunnar and Ava would be a cute couple. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You got like a homecoming dance or something he
I don't
wants
know,
to take her to?
Gunnar couldn't handle her, man. She's like the queen. It's her way or the highway, man.
He's so laid back and cool. He could probably pull that off. I'm just saying, that's, you know.
I'm talking you all out of this. It will not happen.
She's a pistol, man.
You want me to help you write your toast for their wedding? Because I can.
Yeah, how would that go? How would that go?
It would be really cool.
Marriage!
I can remember that.
I mean, Bubba, you better start saving. Because it's going to be on you to pay for it.
It's funny because I was telling Stacey about that the other day. I was like, you know, we really probably need to start looking at putting money aside because that's two weddings we're going to have to pay for.
What's an average wedding cost now?
I
think like 25, 30 grand.
I was going to say 20 to 35 is what I've been hearing on average.
Yeah. Silly.
That's crazy. I'm like, you know what? Take the cash and run. Yes. I will help you get a loan. We'll put it on your house.
I have a lot of friends who've pulled off really, really cool weddings for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of friends whose children don't have Stacy as their mother.
Oh my gosh.
It's
all about the princess thing,
man.
It's going to be crazy.
And see, the bad thing is she's got the prepper thing kind of in her mind. So one is none, two is one, and anything more than that is even better.
My God, was that like a prepper mantra?
It really is, yeah.
One is none, two is one.
What the hell does that mean?
It means if you have one of something, you don't have any of it because it's probably going to break it or go bad.
That's why Bubba buys two of everything.
I do.
At least.
If you have two, that means you have one that's going to work.
Being a hoarder, does that make me kind of a prepper?
Yeah. Yeah, you're prepared as long as you start.
You just have to have it organized. That's really the difference.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't even have to be organized as long as you know where it is.
Well, I know where everything is.
Now, is hoarding is that hereditary?
They say it probably is, yeah.
Oh, really?
I've heard that. Mm. Is your family kind of hoarder?
My grandmother is. It's when I say hoarder, I don't mean like the people on TV with piles of stuff. She can't. My house is not like that, and neither is my grandmother's. But she has stuff saved in closets out in the shed, stuff from 40, 50 years ago. You're like, I can't believe you have that. Well, she saves everything.
Do you save? What do you not throw out?
I don't like throwing away anything that might be of value to anybody. You know? Like,
why don't you sell it?
I don't know.
They get that let it go thing. They've got a thing called eBay, a Craigslist, any of those.
When you get Chinese takeout. And they give you your box in the bag, and you get home. Okay, you're going to eat it at the house where you have utensils. And you look in the side there, and they've got a wad of napkins, and there's utensils.
The little plastic bag that has a fork and a spoon and a knife. And a little napkin
Keep all that stuff.
Yeah, I keep that. I've got 20 of them in my drawer.
You know how much soy sauce I have at my house?
And soy sauce and chopsticks.
You can take a bath in it.
Because one day, and how often has it been that we've been like, man, do anybody got a fork or a spoon?
Yeah, it's happened once in 5 years.
Yeah, I've got them.
Yeah, and there you are. You're there for us.
I'm there. I'm your guy.
Anybody got a fortune cookie?
It's his moment to shine. I have the fork.
Shut up, Carson. Hurt me.
The fork. Is with you.
Watch, we're going to play a game. Patrick, we're all three going
to
have
You have to
item.
Play honest. You have to
we have
play.
An item. We want
to
see if you can get it.
And you have to play honest. This is like Who's Your Daddy? You can't come up with, Alfonso.
I'm
going
to come up with an item, and you have to go in there in your hoarder pile and find it for us. Okay, you ready?
It has to be something I might realistically have.
Okay, here's mine.
Okay.
Mine is a lanyard from any event or concert.
Oh, now which year? I mean, because he'll have all that. He learned that trick from Keith, our old boss.
Do you want the actual lanyard, or do I need to have the laminate?
You have both, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course he does.
I remember he used to save our old ones. Remember, we would come back from events, and he'd be like, I'll take that.
What is this lanyard? This is
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, this is really
nice
great.
That's why I kept it.
All right, Carson, what's your item? You can have it back.
I'm
order.
Looking for chopsticks.
Oh, chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Does Patrick have chopsticks in his office? Oh, I hope he comes out with a stack.
I have different kinds, though. I have the little cheap round ones, and then I have the ones that you have to break in half.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones were you... These are Chinese. These are Japanese. These are from the sushi
Which ones
place.
Will be better in my hair?
This is
I want the ones with a
break
point.
It.
Hey,
oh.
can you? Hey, hold up the all of them like fan them out like cards.
This will be the podcast picture.
This could be the podcast picture.
Yes,
here, get real close to me.
He's got more.
door.
He came out. And
it looks like it does look like a fan.
Yeah, it's like I think that's what they make them out of. Aren't the fans? Aren't they made out of chopsticks?
It's well, it's the same kind of paper.
It's the same paper. Oh, look at.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Get real close. Here, let me get real. Cover your face. Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh,
I'm sending that to you,
gravy.
Bella.
Okay,
thank you.
No, no, you're good. It's a really good
you wouldn't have to worry about having right, fried Bubba, chicken in your beard if you Bubba. Ate like the Hooter girl taught me. Patrick, I want to know if you have a spare T-shirt or some kind of clothing.
Clothing?
Yeah, because you know he's got clothing.
Always keep a fresh pair of socks.
Oh, socks.
Oh, my gosh. You have fresh, are these brand new socks?
No, they're clean socks.
No, yeah, he tried to pawn those socks off on me the other day, and I was like, no, they've been used.
Hey,
but they're clean.
Though.
Yeah, but they've been
right
used.
Out of the
they've
washer
been
and
used,
dryer.
They're not clean.
Exactly.
What is that? They're not, no, I mean, they've not been worn since
them?
I washed them.
Will you smell his socks?
I'm not going to smell his socks.
They're brand new.
I would only touch them with
Downy
a...
Downy Fresh. Look, with chopsticks?
With chopsticks.
Yeah. They're good. Here,
they haven't been on my feet since I've washed them.
Smell. All right, I'll smell.
Smell his socks.
You didn't smell. You
Anyway, I always keep socks. What if I step in a puddle and my feet are wet?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then because you're on your way to eat your Chinese food, and you have chopsticks, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have a menu I printed out. Or how am I going to hold this menu? Oh, I have a lanyard. I can hold my menu.
You can punch a hole in it, and it can just hang there around your neck, like Flava Flav of the Orient.
Is that a belt that is wrapped up on your?
On your microphone?
What is that on your desk?
This?
Yeah. Oh, is that a belt?
No, this is something that
What is that?
It
looks like a magic band. It looks like a magic band from Disney.
It's actually yours.
This it's mine. Oh, it's for luggage.
I have one too, I don't know.
I thought it was a magic band.
The one thing I was looking for in your office the other day that I couldn't find was a stapler.
I might not actually have a stapler.
I thought you had a stapler.
I actually stole two staplers from our old office.
No, you didn't. He's kidding, by the way.
I think they were mine.
Who am I kidding? They stole more from us than we'll ever know.
Do you have a packet of pepper? A little pepper packet.
Oh, yeah, he does.
A pepper packet?
I know he does.
Salt and pepper.
I got salt from him the other day.
The little
pepper. Oh, and it's with the fork and the spoon.
With the fork and the spoon and salt and pepper.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be seeing you on that show. Do they still make that show? The Hoarders?
Just saying.
Remember the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my, it was so awful.
When they found, I was watching one and they found like dead animals under the thing.
Yes.
Like, and they were pulling cats out. And I'm like, this is what?
And they're trying to get them to take it out. And they're like crying because they're like, I can't. I just can't. I'm like, that's what hit me. Like, that's a serious.
It's a mental thing.
I was
mental
reading
illness.
Some guy had written a blog post about growing up with two hoarders. And he said, I didn't realize because, you know, when you're a kid, you know what your family does. You know, that's what you're used to. And he said, I didn't realize that not everybody else lived in a house with stacks of newspapers almost to the ceiling. And he said, so, you know, I turned like 16 or so, and I decided I was going to be nice. My mom's so busy. She's working. I'm going to clean our kitchen. So went and like cleaned it, just shined it on up, threw up bags and bags of stuff. And I guess mom came home and freaked out and went and got all the trash bags and brought the stuff back in.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean,
and like just open it and poured it out everywhere.
Basically, yeah, because you took my stuff. Because if you ever watch them, like, well, they'll go through piles or bins.
Oh yeah, and they start crying. Yeah,
it's like a phone book. They're like, but I might need that. They're like, it's from 1972. Well, you don't know. And
what if I need to look my own name up in 1972?
Ah! You know, there's some woman they had on who, like, she was a compulsive shopper, and so she just had bedrooms full of clothes that still had tags on them. Like, she didn't even know what she had.
Oh, that's my wife.
But they were trying to take them out and say, you know, can you donate these? Can we resell them? Well, I might need that pink dress. And they're saying, this is from a store that hasn't existed in 15 years. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, just the, it's because it's not a prepper mentality, but it's the, I've got to have this stuff. Otherwise, I don't know what they think will happen, but. Yeah.
One is none, two is one. 50? That's awesome.
50's good. All right, I have got to go. I got to get Gunner. I got to pick him up. He's okay. Got a doctor's appointment.
Thank you again to Match.com. By the way, Patrick, the podcast is sponsored by Match.com. You can find your someone. It just got even super mega easier.
Can Match filter it out like fried chicken lovers?
I bet.
I'm into fried chicken.
I bet.
I don't know. I'm not motivated.
Download their mobile app, and then you can get your matches sent directly to your phone, Patrick. And then, matter of fact, if you're listening to us right now, any one of our 17 listeners to the podcast, you can get 7 days for free. Go to match.com/Bubba. Match.com/Bubba. Check it out today.
Hey, does Trump color his hair?
It's a weird color. It's probably natural. I mean, it's like my dad had that color hair once, remember? My dad has had gray hair forever. And then one day he comes over to the house after they come to visit, and he has this orange hair. I don't know if you've ever heard this story, Carson. And I walked up to him. I'm like, Dad, what happened to your hair? And he goes, well, your mom switched my vitamins. It's all the vitamins. Yeah, obviously he had colored his hair.
He didn't want, aw, bless his heart.
So maybe it's Trump's vitamins.
I don't. Yeah. It's a weird color because it's...
It's a couple colors. It's, what do they call that? The... What do they call that?
Beige?
No, ombre or whatever. Ombre, where
it's
like...
Yeah, it's got a real... Like, it's like those cars, when you look at it at a different angle, it shimmers and changes colors.
Well, that's iridescent.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Well, it's like his hair is iridescent blonde.
There is an iridescence to it. There's a little gray underlining the orange, and then there's the golden color, and there's all kinds of things going on there.
It's fascinating. I say that within 2 months in office, he grows a goatee. Wouldn't that be great? And just a transition to the goatee would be great. Like,
what are you doing?
What's going on, Mr. President? I'm growing it out.
I think it would be cool if Obama did like Letterman and Conan did when they went on. They just grow out the full big giant gray,
lumberjack beard,
half gray lumberjack beard.
I want to see some mutt chaps.
Like, whoa, Mr.
That's something that needs to come back,
Mr. Obama. What's going on there? He's like, what do you mean? He's got a piece of chicken on one side,
just a big old beard.
Just referencing back to old jokes. Sorry,
we got it. Racist.
No, that's not what I meant.
No, he was talking about me with the chicken.
I realized that it probably didn't sound right, so I had to go back to Bubba's reference. Damn it.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, you mean you weren't? Oh.
No,
what? Dang it.
Anyway.
Can we stop podcasting now?
Yeah, you want some more chicken?
Yeah, I want some more chicken. I'm fiending for some chicken.
All right. Bubba, we're done. Hit the button.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's okay.
You need some chopsticks?
Listen to the regular show. On the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
It was.
I'm sorry.
What?